Prepare, aim, and act to achieve your goal. Imagine you're practicing shooting a gun and want to hit the bullseye. You don't just shoot randomly and hope for the best. First, you prepare by pointing the gun in the right direction. Then, you aim carefully at the target. Finally, you fire, pulling the trigger and completing the task. This three-step process has a clear beginning, middle, and end. You might not be interested in becoming a sharpshooter, but these three steps apply to almost any goal you want to achieve in life. Life is more complex than hitting a target at a shooting range. You don't have a single, clear goal in front of you. Instead, different areas of life, like family, friends, career, and health, demand your attention simultaneously. All these areas matter, but you can't focus on all of them at once. To set a goal, you need to choose one area to start with. Let's say you decide to focus on your health. This is a broad area, covering everything from your weight to your sleep quality. You need to narrow it down further. Choose one specific aspect, make it your target, and plan how to achieve it. Find a clear goal and develop a sensible plan to reach it. For example, if you decide to get in shape by going to the gym, you've set a goal. Now it's time to take action. How? By putting your plan into practice, sticking to it, and seeing it through. Just like in target practice, you need to pull the trigger by committing to the task, regularly going to the gym and working out. Reflect on your life and free time to set a goal. Setting a goal gives you a clear sense of direction. Without a goal, you're like a ship aimlessly drifting in the ocean, hoping to find a good destination by chance. With a goal, you know exactly where you want to go, allowing you to plan and prepare effectively. However, it's not enough to just know your destination. You also need to know your starting point. To get from point A to point B, you must understand where both points are in relation to each other. This helps you determine if you can realistically cover the distance between them. Set realistic goals based on your life situation. It's nice to think you can achieve anything if you try hard enough, but let's be realistic. You only have so many hours in a day, and most are already filled with responsibilities. Your available free time depends on where you are in life, which affects the size of the goals you can pursue. For instance, a college student has a different schedule than a working parent with two kids. They have different capacities and needs for setting and achieving goals. A student might stay up until 3 a.m. working on a project, but a tired parent can't do that. They might need to wake up early to care for their kids before going to work. Depending on your life situation, some goals may be out of reach. For example, if you have a newborn baby, it might not be the best time to start a business. That's okay because you have more pressing priorities now and can focus on becoming an entrepreneur later. For now, understand how much time you have available. This will help you set realistic goals that match your current needs and schedule. Reflect on priorities to narrow down a specific goal. You've reflected on your life but still aren't sure what goals to set. You have many interests and areas to focus on, your savings account hasn't grown, your guitar is collecting dust, and you feel overwhelmed by too many things and too little time. Does this sound familiar? Many people feel this way, so you're not alone. It's often hard to know where your priorities lie, but there are simple steps you can take to gain more clarity. Your goals should reflect what matters most in your life. But do you know what those priorities are? It helps to sit down and make a list of them. For example, someone might prioritize spirituality first, followed by their partner, children, finances, health, career, and hobbies. Often, there's a gap between what you say your priorities are and how you actually spend your time. You might claim spirituality is most important, yet find yourself spending most of your free time watching TV. What does that say about where your true priorities lie? Evaluate your time and priorities. Take a moment to think about how you spend your time. Then, compare it with your list of priorities. To delve deeper, ask 5 trusted friends, family members, or colleagues to name what they believe are your top 3 priorities. This exercise helps because your own perception of how you prioritize your time and attention may not be entirely accurate. Getting outside perspectives can offer valuable objectivity. Compare the lists from others with your own. Notice any patterns? Perhaps everyone mentioned your hobbies but overlooked your relationship with your partner. If that's the case, focusing on improving your relationship should be your top priority since it's currently getting the least attention. Just take note of these insights for now. You're still in the preparation phase, so there's no need to commit to anything just yet. By the end of the next exercise, you'll be ready to set a clear goal. Evaluate your wheel of life to identify areas for improvement. Imagine a circle. Divide it into 7 sections, like a pie chart. Label each section with one of these words: financial, spiritual, social, intellectual, family, career, and health. These areas represent different aspects of your life. Together, they form your wheel of life. Ideally, we'd give equal attention to all 7 areas all the time. But chances are, your will is currently out of balance. Don't worry. This exercise helps you identify which areas are being neglected and how to restore balance. When neglect areas in the wheel of life leads to imbalance, we often forget about some of the 7 sections to consider in our wheel of life. This imbalance can throw off the whole wheel since all the areas are connected. For example, if you neglect your health, you might feel too tired to focus on reading, which also affects your intellectual life. To figure out where you need to set goals, assess each of the 7 areas on your wheel and rate how satisfied you are with each on a scale of 1 to 10. Then think about why you gave each score, writing down some notes. They don't have to be long. For instance, if you rate your health as a 2, you might just write, "not eating well and not exercising." Improve scoring areas. First, identify steps to perfect your weakest areas. For health, which scored a 2, you might list actionable goals like losing weight, reducing cholesterol, and boosting energy. Keep your notes brief and to the point. Next, check if these low scores relate to each other. If family life scored a 3 because you need more quality time with your partner, improving your health could indirectly enhance this. More energy means you're less likely to just watch TV after work. Boosting one area can positively affect others, so determine where to best invest your efforts for the greatest benefit. Evaluate your wheel of life to identify areas for improvement. Take the 2 areas with your lowest scores and write down what would make them a 10. For example, if your health is a 2, you might write, "lose weight, lower cholesterol, and gain energy." Keep your thoughts simple and concise. Next, look for any overlaps between these low scoring areas. If your family life is a 3 and you want to spend more quality time with your partner, improving your health might help. Being healthier can give you more energy, making you less likely to zone out in front of the TV after work. Improving one area can positively impact others, so focus on where your time and energy can make the biggest difference. Set a specific goal. Let's say you decide to focus on improving your health. Instead of setting a vague goal like lose some weight, a smart goal would be, "I plan to shed 10 pounds in the next 90 days by exercising 3 times a week during my lunch break." This goal is specific. It targets a precise amount of weight loss rather than a general aim. It's measurable because you can track your progress toward losing those 10 pounds. Moreover, it's achievable. Losing 10 pounds in 90 days is realistic and manageable. By setting a deadline of 90 days and scheduling workouts 3 times a week, you've made your goal time-bound and outlined a clear plan to reach it. Goal relevance and writing it down. Regarding your goal's relevance, it's crucial to consider how it aligns with your priorities and overall life balance. Reviewing your notes from earlier exercises will help you gauge this. Ensure that your goal is something meaningful to you personally. Finally, take a moment to jot down your goal. Research from Dominican University shows that people who write down their goals have a 61% success rate, compared to only 41% for those who don't. So, give yourself an advantage by putting your goal on paper. Remember your goal's reasons and visualize success to stay motivated. Now that you're prepared and have set your goal, there's just one crucial step left: take action. This is where you roll up your sleeves and commit to making your goal a reality. Achieving it will require dedication and persistence. There are no easy shortcuts. But there are strategies you can use to keep yourself motivated. One of the most important things is maintaining your motivation. It's common to feel demotivated when facing challenges, distractions, or setbacks. So, how do you avoid losing motivation? Stay motivated by knowing your why. Remembering why you're pursuing your goal is crucial for staying motivated. What drives you to achieve it? The more reasons you can identify, the stronger your motivation will be when faced with challenges. Come up with not just 1 or 2, but 7 reasons why accomplishing your goal matters to you. Don't just think about them, write them down as separate sentences. For instance, "I want to start a business to support my family financially," or "I want to start a business to make a positive impact on my community." Display this list prominently where you can see it daily to boost your motivation when you need it most. Visualize success. For an extra boost, try visualizing your success. If your goal is to write a novel, visit a local bookstore and snap a picture of the shelf where you imagine your book will sit one day. Why? Because our minds respond strongly to visuals. The more you visualize achieving your goal, the more your subconscious believes it's achievable, motivating you to take action. Actor Jim Carrey used this technique in the 1980s when starting his Hollywood career. He wrote himself a check for $10 million, dated it for Thanksgiving 1995, envisioning payment for his acting work. Just before Thanksgiving that year, he received a huge paycheck for his role in Dumb and Dumber, exactly $10 million. Create a to-do list and routine to manage your goals effectively. Imagine you're an author eager to start writing a book. You sit down at your computer, but all you see is a blank page staring back at you. It's daunting. Turning that empty page into a 400-page manuscript feels like an enormous challenge. Similar obstacles can arise with any goal. When a task seems too big and complex, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and tempted to give up before even beginning. How can you overcome this initial hurdle? Create a to-do list for your tasks. To begin, break down your main task into smaller, manageable subtasks. Imagine you're an author writing a book. Your to-do list might look like this. Come up with a book idea. Outline your chapters, draft the manuscript, revise your draft, and so on. If you're stuck, try working backward. If your final goal is to sell your book, the step before might involve planning a marketing strategy. Next, refine your to-do list even further by breaking down each subtask into smaller steps. Ask yourself, considering my schedule, what's the least amount of work I can do each day to feel productive and keep my momentum going? For example, if each chapter of your book is divided into sections, aim to write 3 sections per day. List out which specific sections you plan to tackle each day to stay organized and on track. Once you've refined your to-do list, you'll have a day-by-day plan to reach your goal. Now, it's crucial to stick to this plan. Create a routine that works for you. For example, a morning routine could involve waking up, having breakfast, reading for 15 minutes, writing for an hour, and then taking a shower. However, don't hesitate to adjust your plan if it's not effective. You can modify your to-do list as you learn what works best. If you find you can't complete 3 sections per day as planned, scale it back to 2. The key is to find a workload that you can manage comfortably. It's okay to experiment and adjust until you find the right balance for you. Seek support from friends and family when feeling discouraged. As you work towards your goal, you'll inevitably face obstacles and setbacks. While these challenges are opportunities for growth, they can also be discouraging. To stay motivated, it's crucial to keep your spirits high. Reflect on the tasks you've completed and celebrate your progress. Remind yourself of your strengths and maintain a positive mindset. Take short breaks to watch an inspiring movie, listen to uplifting music, or go for a walk. These are activities you can do independently. However, when times get really tough, there's nothing like seeking support from others to boost your spirits. Build your support network. When you're feeling overwhelmed, talking to a friend either on the phone or in person can really help you sort through your problems. However, it's important not to wait until you're in crisis to seek support. Build a support network that can sustain you throughout your journey, ideally with 3 levels. Level 1, the person you rely on the most for daily support, like a partner, best friend, or parent. For example, if you have kids, your partner could take them to the playground daily so you can focus on your goals. Level 2 includes friends who offer smaller doses of support. You might ask one friend to text you every few days and another to call weekly for encouragement and to check on your progress. Level 3, a group of people aiming for the same goal as you. If you're into writing, why not join or start a writer's group? It doesn't have to take up much time, maybe just a monthly meeting, whether in person or over video chat. Sharing your journey with others allows you to learn from their experiences, support each other through challenges, and celebrate successes together. Remember, you don't have to navigate your journey alone. Connecting with others can make the path smoother and more rewarding. Key points. 1. Set goals by focusing on one specific area of your life. 2. Reflect on your current life situation to set realistic goals. 3. Evaluate your priorities to narrow down and set a clear goal. 4. Assess your wheel of life to identify areas needing improvement. 5. Create a to-do list and routine to manage your goals effectively. 6. Stay motivated by remembering your reasons and visualizing success. 7. Seek support from friends, family, and a community for encouragement.